Tractors are getting smarter and smarter. And hackers, the good kind, are ready to test their limits. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Modern agriculture these days relies on all kinds of advanced technology. Tractors, combines, and other farm equipment have basically become computers on wheels. They can be Bluetooth-enabled, GPS-guided, and internet-connected. Some of these precision ag solutions help with strategic spraying or planting crops. There are even self-driving tractors these days. All this tech can be extremely useful for farmers in gathering data and monitoring what's happening in their fields. But as Dina Temple-Raston of the Click Here podcast explains, this smart technology also makes these tools incredibly vulnerable to hackers.
John Abbott lives and works on a farm in Milledgeville, Georgia, population 17,000. It's about 2 hours southeast of Atlanta, and we visited him to talk about a farm staple, the tractor.
Growing up, I was used to riding the older tractors that really the only electrical wiring on it was from the battery to the starter and headlights.
But that's not how tractors are now.
Now, the tractors can basically control themselves. You're just up there in case something malfunctions.
Or in case your tractor gets hacked by someone like this guy, who goes by the name Sitcodes.
I'm Sitcodes. I'm a white hat hacker from Australia. I live in Asia, and I hack for a living.
White hat hackers hunt for vulnerabilities inside networks, and then they report them to companies or government agencies so they can be fixed before the bad guys find them. That's what Sitcodes did recently with a John Deere tractor. He paid $7,000 for one of the tractor's touchscreens and then broke into it and found a way to control it.
It is a important part of infrastructure, but it's also important to test it.
And he showed off his handiwork at a big hackers conference in Vegas. But in that case, he cracked into only one tractor. The doomsday scenario involves someone hacking into a bunch of them, all at once, during harvest time. Jen Easterly is the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA. And part of CISA's job is to protect critical infrastructure, anything from power plants to
K-12 schools, small hospitals, water facilities.
And, it turns out, tractors.
Is a tractor critical infrastructure?
Yeah, John Deere, part of critical manufacturing.
Well, if all the tractors went down at once,
it'd be a disaster.
Even the farmer we met earlier, John Abbott, says he now sees everything as vulnerable. The combine, the grain bins, sprinklers that keep crops growing.
If you hacked our water sprinklers and turned our sprinklers on, that, you know, you could ruin everything that we've got, or you make it die by keeping them off.
Abbott says this new high-tech connected farm is giving him a whole bunch of new things he has to worry about.
That was Dina Temple-Raston. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.